Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. I'm back on Straight Fire for Monday, August 15th. It is good to be back. Great to be back. In the podcast space, I felt lost. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I know Rob G filled in admirably. I did listen to all of the podcast that he recorded. Thank you, Rob G, for stepping up. Had to get out of town with the family for a pre-football vacation. Kids go back to school soon, so we wanted to get out of town. Quick trip over to Hawaii. And it's funny because I think I've told this on the pod before. Growing up on the East Coast, I never went to Hawaii my entire life. The only time I went, honeymoon, right? So then we move out to Los Angeles in 2016. We've now been to Hawaii with the kids like 3 or 4 times because it's the closest trip, basically outside of Mexico, to Los Angeles. I'm not flying all the way back to the Caribbean, which is where you go all the time, is if you're in the East Coast. So Hawaii, it's good. It was a quick trip, just a little quick little getaway. I did some reading. I stayed off the Twitter. I'm so proud of myself. So proud. I was on IG, of course. I like Instagram. I think it's good. I think it's fun. I think it's easy. I don't do TikTok, but I can't tell you how many people we saw poolside. I shouldn't say people, teenagers, doing TikTok dances, like filming them at these resorts. Because, you know, you go to our resort, and then we would go to the beach, and then there's a resort over another area, we just walk over there, and then you go to another resort for dinner, and there's people just filming TikTok videos everywhere. It's a little alarming. I also, in addition to not being on Twitter, I did not really sink my teeth into sports a lot. I did get one call from a source, and he's like, Jay, I got to tell you right now, it's going down. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, Donovan Mitchell and the Knicks. I was like, huh? Right now? He's like, there is a high-profile meeting right now with the Knicks and certain people. This was, I don't know, Wednesday, Thursday. And it is going to happen. Donovan Mitchell will be a Nick. We don't know the rest of the deal, but it's getting sorted out. I was like, wow. He's like, if you want to throw something on social media, you can, but it's going down. And of course, I like not to. I texted a couple friends, have you heard anything about that? And they were like, no. I mean, it's kind of radio silence in August on the NBA front. And nobody heard anything, so I didn't write anything. I'm glad I did not. Donovan Mitchell, as we record this right now, has not been traded to the Knicks. That being said, there was some NBA chatter, but I don't think any of it is really warranted. I know Rob G ticked off a lot of Lakers fans. Rob G may have to address that later. But I don't think we're going to really do much NBA now, only because there's so many other good NFL stories out there. I did want to touch on two things that I saw just briefly. First of all, this Tatis suspension for the Padres. I know we don't do a lot of baseball here, but my gosh, so he's done for the rest of the season and then for what, 40 games next year? That's just brutal for a star. This is one of the, I don't know, 15 best players in the league, and you're throwing an 80-game suspension at him for what he claims was on accident. Now, I know they all claim that, but that's just tough, man. Padres are a postseason team. They could have been a World Series contender. I did get to see them get swept by the Dodgers right before I left for Hawaii, and it's like, now they lose Tatis. It's like, that's brutal for the sport, man. You can't have your best guys going down for 80 games. My goodness. That's the equivalent of an 8-game NFL suspension for PEDs. I mean, the only similar one is, it's not even similar, Calvin Ridley getting a full season. That he's not a star. He was the best receiver on the Falcons, which is not saying much. But, you know, nobody's going to miss Calvin Ridley except Atlanta. A lot of people will miss Tatis. Padres have national TV games. It's just brutal. The other story I saw before we get to the big NFL story, which you guys know I like because it involves my Jets. Just a sad story out of Texas. Rob, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a youth football scrimmage in Lancaster, Texas. At the end of the game, coaches are going at it. Referees are trying to break them up. And there is video that's circulating on social media. All of a sudden, a fight breaks out. And within like 5 seconds, somebody pulls out a gun, shoots one of the coaches, died. It's unbelievable. Now, I'm not going to speculate. The police are looking for a former NFL player's brother. And it's just an awful story. You know, Rob, I've talked to Eddie House extensively about this, former NBA player. He goes to these AAU games, and his kids are high-level recruits. And, you know, he's gotten thrown out of gyms before. I can't imagine coaches getting into a physical altercation and then someone getting shot to death. I've seen coaches get in arguments. I get that. But, like, cooler heads should prevail. Rob, I don't know. I just read that, and I was like, an entire youth football league is now tarnished. Like, how do the kids bounce back from this? This was right after the game. Rob, I don't know, man. The parents are just, it's disappointing, man. I don't know. It's disappointing. But I do, Rob, want to thank you. Before I get to my New York Jets, I want to thank you for a job well done.
Thank
sounds
you.
Sounds like fan mail was super positive, although it sounds like you got a lot of baseball questions there.
Yeah, and for you to start things off telling America that, you know, I was upset or upset a lot of Laker fans, that is nothing compared to the frustration I got with all the baseball questions I was getting. Like, I prefaced, I don't know how many times, saying, I'm not a baseball guy. That's not what I'm into. And the inbox was flooded with baseball questions. And that's not even counting the guy who sent me, who's the more iconic LA broadcaster, Chick Hearn or Vin Scully? Like, I don't live in Los Angeles. Like, I can't walk up and down the neighborhood now and be like, hey, I heard what you said on the pod about Vin. And watch me get, you know, assaulted on the corner or something like that. Like, that was just not cool, man. Like, some people, I feel like they wanted to see me fail. They wanted to see me fall hard. And thankfully, I'm still standing here on Monday morning.
I'm still standing. No, I'm not seeing that. By the way, Rob held it down well. I will say, the week before I left, we had some pretty heavy hitters. The Jimmer Fredette interview, I love Jimmer. A lot of the fans, you guys love that. Phil Steele brought the noise and the funk on college football. I highly suggest going back, and if you missed any football stuff, I know you guys are clamoring for football previews galore. We'll do a lot, but this isn't so much of a preview as a question. I'm starting the week with a question.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
My New York Jets, understandably, have been the biggest dumpster fire in the NFL for about exactly 11 years now. Since the Mark Sanchez, two-year run in his first 2 years with Rex Ryan and the run game and the defense, the Jets now have the longest playoff drought in the NFL. Yes, longer than the Texans, the Browns, the Seahawks, all these teams. The Jets have been injury-bitten the last two seasons. Last year, I saw a stat where they had the third worst injury luck in the league. And 2 years ago, they had the 31st in injury luck, which is very, very, very bad. Okay? They lose their left tackle this week, Mekhi Becton. Sounds like he's done for the season. Listen, I banged on him here on the pod about he was overweight and struggling to come back. And he comes back, and now he's done for this. It looks to be done for the season. Their left tackle, who they spent a first-round pick on, he was already in Salah's doghouse. I know they said all the right things to try to get him pumped up and get him positive, and it was going well. And now he's done. And then apparently, 2 days later, in the preseason opener first quarter, Zach Wilson scrambling, looking pretty good scrambling, getting out of the pocket, makes a cut the same way. Do you guys remember Jimmy G against the 49ers Chiefs? Jimmy G makes a plant, I think the year after the Super Bowl maybe, and on the sideline, and it looked innocuous, and next thing you know, ACL done for the season. And Zach Wilson went down, he hobbled up, and yada, yada, yada. He's getting surgery Tuesday out here in LA. It sounds like it's the worst of it has been avoided, but let's be realistic. Zach Wilson had a knee injury last year. He's now had a knee injury this year. Given the state of the franchise, longest playoff drought in the league, their head coach, he came from the Niners. Their offensive coordinator, he came from the Niners. The Jets really, really need to rebound. They have the worst record in the league over the last 6 years. Why haven't my New York Jets called Jimmy Garoppolo, given this Zach Wilson injury? It's a legitimate question that some media needs to ask the Jets in the next press conference. Why haven't you called the Niners about Jimmy Garoppolo? Let's be honest, and this is going to be an incendiary take. Browns fans are going to get mad at me. Given the skill positions on the outside, the Jets have better skill position players than the Cleveland Browns, where I have speculated Jimmy G is going to land for a while because Deshaun Watson's suspension is going to get upped. But the Jets have better receivers than the Browns do. Jimmy G, you want to play cold Cleveland or you want to go to New York? Yeah, I know it's cold in New York too. But Jimmy G, you look at this situation with the Jets. They're desperate. You know LaFleur's system. You can reignite your stardom in New York. Jimmy G, handsome. He'll be on billboards in no time. No, this is not me selling Zach Wilson, guys. I'm not selling him, but he's got a knee injury again. And if you're the Jets and you open the season with the four toughest games in the league, they play the entire AFC North, which is, I think, reasonably the second toughest division in the league. The Baltimore Ravens, the Bengals, who just went to the Super Bowl, the Browns, I know, Jacoby Brissett, and the Steelers, I know, Trubisky or Kenny Pickett, who apparently is looking kind of good in the early, very early preseason. If you're the Jets, why don't you call Jimmy G? Why are you wasting time? You have the cap space. Make it happen. You open with Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincy, Pittsburgh. Then you get a brief respite with the Dolphins at home. And the Dolphins could be good. After that, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Patriots, Josh Allen. And then the Patriots again before the Bears. I don't want to be Mr. Doom and Gloom. And when anybody says I don't want to be, you're about to be. As my son likes to say, and he says it a lot now, no cap. Why you capping, Dad? No cap. There is a legitimate chance if Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback, the Jets start 0-9. Well, look at the schedule. Joe Flacco, guys? Really? I know the immortal Mike White last year beat the Bengals. That's not happening. Mike White ain't sneaking up on anybody this year. The Jets have weapons. What they don't have right now is a quarterback. Now, I know people are saying, well, Zach Wilson could be 2 weeks, could be 4 weeks. But do you really want to rush a second-year quarterback back after his historically bad rookie season? Why don't you bring in Garoppolo? Give him a chance. Maybe the Jets win some games. And, oh, by the way, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to keep them competitive. I know you guys don't think the Jets are very good. And as I just said, they've lost more games in the league in the last 6 years than anyone else. But I like Jimmy G's chances as a veteran quarterback over Zach Wilson any day of the week against that schedule. Now, this knee procedure, Jets say they're optimistic. Is there such thing as an optimistic vibe around a knee procedure? Like, I don't know, man. Rob, I land off the plane from Hawaii and I see the Zach Wilson news and I'm like, oh my gosh, this again? And I had some expletives under my breath. But I just don't see why the Jets haven't called Garoppolo. And you know it right now. The Browns are going to be calling him because as Rob articulated on the podcast last week, Deshaun Watson's suspension is going up from 6. There's no reason Roger Goodell is going to overrule the judge and then not bring it up from 6. It's going to be 8 or 10. And I did see an AP story, Rob, Associated Press, clearly from Watson's camp. Watson would accept a half season suspension and whatever, as long as it's not a full season. Like, he's okay with half a season, but he will not accept the full season, and they're going to fight. Like, we're not going to sue you if you just give us 8 games. But if you give me 10 or 12 or 16, it's on and popping. Rob, this is all very, very ugly. I think the Jets have to beat the Browns to the punch. And I know this doesn't look good for Zach, but guess what? Neither does his knee right now.
Yeah, well, before we get to Zach Wilson, quickly on Deshaun Watson. If you're starting negotiations with, I'll take 2 more games and a $5 million fine, like, that tells you how bad the situation is. Yeah. Like, if you're going to buy a car and you know your budget's $20,000, you're not going to come in and say, hey, I'll take this car off your hands for $19,000. It's like, no, you're going to start at 15 and work your way to 20. So the fact that he's starting at 8 games and $5 million tells me that the 1 year is definitely on the table. But as it relates to Zach Wilson, not only are you correct in being concerned about the knee, and you know it's only saying 2 to 4 weeks, but it's the same knee he hurt last season on a non-contact injury. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I can't say that it's a good thing that you've had 2, I guess, ligament damages on non-contact injuries to the same knee. Like, there's got to be some kind of stability issue going on with him. Having said that, though, I don't know if I would go with Jimmy G. And it goes back to something I said last week. I understand if you didn't listen because you're on vacation. I wouldn't listen to the Straight Fire podcast
when
I'm going to Hawaii next month.
When I got back Sunday, I buzzed through them at a 2 speed. I only listen to podcasts. Don't take that personally. I only listen to podcasts at 2 speed. Life is too short for 1 speed.
Absolutely. But what I said about the Seattle Seahawks was I expected them to be the worst team in the league by design. I think that they are going with the quarterback poo-poo platter on purpose because they want to be all in on C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young and some of these other quarterbacks because this is a great quarterback class that we've been told coming up next season. If I'm the New York Jets, I don't see the upside in bringing in Jimmy G because either you never find out what you have with Zach Wilson, which, you know, that's their prerogative because it's a new regime. I don't know if this was it. This regime who drafted him? I don't remember exactly.
Well, it's tough. The GM drafted Zach Wilson. The GM hired Saleh, but the GM is a holdover from before them. He was here with the prior coach. Now, I do want to add, Rob, just as a quick point of reference, the Jets allegedly faced the 4th toughest schedule in the league this year. So you have a brutal schedule. Even with Zach Wilson, it's going to be tough. But at the same time, the idea of tanking like Seattle, I don't know that the GM and the head coach are going to be there if they tank. Like, I know you don't want to be the Browns and dump coaches after 2 years, but if you tank again, if you do the poo-poo platter of Mike White and Joe Flacco for the first 6 games, it's a wrap. You're going to go 1-5 at best. Like, no playoffs, no optimism, and then it's like, well, what are we doing? What's the game plan? And that's why I say that Jimmy G makes more sense than trying to tank, because if you're Saleh or the GM, do you think you're surviving another 3-win season?
Well, the flip side to that is if you get Jimmy G and he makes you respectable, let's say you brought up 9 games. You said 0-9 with Flacco. Let's say they go 5-4 with Jimmy G.
Oh, my gosh. We're in the wild card mix, baby. Jeez, 5-4.
Let's say you do that, right? Don't you run into the same situation that Miami was in with Fitzpatrick and Tua, where you know Jimmy G's not your future? So what's the point of having him out there and being successful? Because all it does is it makes the pressure on Zach Wilson even greater. And he had a terrible rookie season relative to expectation, not because he was hurt, and but because he's in New York. So no matter what he would have done last season, it was going to be magnified tenfold. And because he was unsuccessful again, it made it seem like he had a lot to prove this upcoming season. And he's off to a wrong foot right now being hurt. If you have Jimmy G out there and he has them, to your point, in the wild card chase, do you think that New York is going to stand for them going back to Zach Wilson, even if he is their future?
If they're in the wild card mix, then Jimmy G's not losing the job. Zach Wilson's getting Wally Pipped or whatever the fuck is. But I also want to add, so on the flight back from Hawaii, I watched this movie called American Underdog. Have you heard of this? The Kurt Warner story?
Yes, yes. Okay,
have you seen it?
No.
So, I you know, we were going to watch it as a family, and I didn't get to sit in the same row as my family. The wife sits between the kids. I was in the row with some randoms. So I watched it solo. Great movie. Really liked it. Good football, good story, couple goosebumps moments. Trent Green goes down. Kurt Warner. I had totally forgotten Kurt Warner had just got called up to the Rams when Trent Green had gone down. Like, he was brand new to the team. Had his chance, made the most of it. I look at Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, the way he has done, not amazing, but fairly well. I don't see why, at the age of 30, if Jimmy G wins a starting job, starts them 5-4, they're in the wild card mix, the back end schedule is very easy, or much easier than the start, they make the playoffs. Maybe he's your guy. I know that people don't think, oh my gosh, he's not Patrick Mahomes. There's one Patrick Mahomes, okay? And these Jets fans, the delusional Jets fans who think that Zach Wilson's going to have the same kind of leap that Josh Allen made. Remember, Josh Allen was terrible as a rookie. Terrible, like 57% completions. You saw nothing. Like, why do we think that's going to happen to Zach Wilson? That he's going to suddenly turn into a Josh Allen type? Like, remember, Matt Stafford went from, oh, this guy's garbage. He's terrible. He's awful with the Lions. Blah, 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 blah. He goes to the Rams. They got a damn good infrastructure, and they win the friggin' Super Bowl. I'm not saying Jimmy G can win the Super Bowl with the Jets this year, but Jimmy G's been to a Super Bowl. Like, the guy is a solid quarterback starter. If you can get that defense cooking, they were the worst defense in the league last year, gave up the most points, and the offense can have a pulse, and they're, again, the offense is going to have entirely new tight end, two new receivers, new running back, offensive line added some guys. Like this is a new team. I don't see why, Rob, we can't say, well, we're going to bring in Jimmy G, and oh my gosh, they went 10-7 and snuck into the playoffs. Maybe Jimmy G's our guy. And you know what, Zach Wilson? You want to, you might be better than him. You could be the future. Beat him out. Stop getting with moms in Utah and beat him out. Worry about... No, that's a low blow. I'm sorry, Zach. I apologize. But Rob, have I talked you into Jimmy Garoppolo? I'm working hard on this one, man.
A little bit. But the thing is, like, I feel like you're talking like the way you would expect me to talk as a Raiders fan, because my team has sucked for a decade plus. I don't recall the Jets being that bad for that long. Like, the Rex Ryan age was not that far ago. I don't think.
It was a decade, dude.
But and
you
so
forget the Ryan Fitzpatrick, the Sam Darnold. It's yeah, been a bleak wasteland, bro.
Yeah,
10 years ago,
true.
Were you even married? You didn't have a kid 10 years ago.
No, I did not. And I think that would be the only saving grace for your argument to me, is that it's been bad for so long that you're like, hey, I'm not thinking Super Bowl. I'm not thinking AFC champion. I'm just thinking, hey, make us respectable.
Yeah.
Make us 10-7, 9-8. Give us in the hunt for the wild card. Even if we don't make it, I'm happy. So if that's where you're, you know, the bar is just make us respectable. I guess that's what makes the Jets different than the Seahawks, because the Seahawks had such a good run under Pete Carroll. Well, I feel like their bar has been raised dramatically.
Yeah.
If the bar is just respectability, then sure, Jimmy G is good. Yeah.
Pete Carroll has, a 5-year deal, and I think the GM as well got one, because they knew, it's pretty clear, Seattle can deny it all they want. It's pretty clear their plan was, hey guys, let's trot out the poo-poo platter of Geno Smith and Drew Lock. Give me a new deal. Give the GM a new deal. And guess what? We drafted Russell Wilson in the 3rd round. And we were a playoff team for the next, decade 7, 8, 9 years. You get me a top three pick, I will get a quarterback, and we'll get right back to the playoffs. Now, the defense needs a lot of work. The wide receivers are good. I don't think there's a lot of talent the way there was with the Legion of Boom back in the day with Russell Wilson, but I think Pete Carroll sold the front office on that plan, right? Now, I don't know what Saleh, I don't know if he's going in and pounding the table, get me Garoppolo. Like, I don't know that that's happening, but if I was Saleh, I would start to be a little nervous. There is a rich history of defensive head coaches failing quickly and getting booted. Go look in Arizona. There was one. I'm spacing on. Oh, Matt Patricia, another one in Detroit. Like, you're not. You don't have a long leash, bro.
Chargers.
Chargers. Who was their guy? Oh gosh, Anthony Lynn.
Yeah. It's not like Brandon Staley's done a bang up job since he's been there.
Yeah.
Mr. Go for it on fourth and whatever. It doesn't matter. Yeah. And he has no excuses.
I don't know, Rob. So I let's see how this Garoppolo thing pans out. He's going to be a wanted man. And again, he turns 31 in November. I think he's still a very good quarterback.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I am curious. Are you watching any preseason football?
None.
Not like a snap or anything?
No. I mean, I'll keep up. Like on social media yesterday, I was keeping up with the Raiders, you know, because I'm a Raider fan, just to see how they did. But once you see these tweets before the game that list all the guys who aren't playing,
yeah,
it kind of, you know, loses a little bit of luster.
A little bit.
So the one game I did watch, though, on Friday, is I watched the Packers and the Niners, speaking of Jimmy G, because Jordan Love was going to play. And you know, there's a lot of buzz around his name since he's been drafted, whether or not he could be the heir apparent in Green Bay. And obviously, I'm not Matt LaFleur. You know, I'm not an NFL head coach. But he said after the game that he thought that Jordan Love did some good things out there. I didn't see that, personally. Remember I did not guy? See the good things. And, yeah, so those are the only games that I keep an eye on just to see how when the names are playing, I'll watch. But in most cases, the good players are not playing.
You think the Packers called the Jets and be like, hey, we got Jordan Love here for you. Give us a sixth. Because he's not worth anything right now.
No.
He's shown nothing.
Nothing.
But I don't know. I see all this hype around George Pickens. And George Pickens was the superstar at Georgia. He had some injuries. He had some off-field issues. But the talent is insane. I'm not going to say he's Antonio Brown or that level, but the guy's got some baggage. But he's also insanely talented. I've already had three friends text me. How early do you think Pickens goes in fantasy? Already, we're barely 1 week into the preseason. And I was like, damn. Have we even re-upped our league yet? You know, like, I mean, it's wild. The interest in fantasy football, obviously I'm not gambling on preseason. I see overs have been crushing. I can't. Like Rob said, this guy who filled in for the Jets to beat the Eagles, like their fourth string quarterback. I remember his name from college vaguely, but it's like, I'm not betting on that guy. I can't find an edge there. And anybody who claims there is one is BSing. So I don't know. I'm definitely interested in preseason. I'm watching. I've got some other things cooking. Also, I forgot to announce at the outset, I will be on The Herd all week with Cowherd. Should be fun. Should be a blast. Check it out on FS1. We'll see how the reaction is to whether or not we want to continue this mailbag that Rob G.
That's
started.
Right.
Rob likes to be a trendsetter. We shall see. About the mailbag. So that's all for now. Everybody enjoy your Monday. It's good to be back. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.